This is a May Luna Media production. You're listening to Love, Light, and Black Holes. I'm your host, Morgan Garza, here to remind you of your disco ball soul so you can dance with your darkness. If you're sick of love and light spirituality like I was, you're in the right place. We keep it real, go deep, and give voice to your shadow so your light shines even brighter. Enter the void. Hey, Soul Fam. So I wanted to laugh and share this with you because last week or earlier this week, I shared an episode all about shadow work and I uploaded it with a 20-second silent intro. I had my intro all queued up and I had it on mute and I published it and the audio is fixed now, but I thought how funny and what an opportunity to come and talk about shadow work because that's what that episode was all about. And it's kind of perfect because shadow work will shut you up like that. And I was rushing last week. I was moving from one thing to the next. I was outside of my body. I was not in my power and I was not in my autonomy and my connection to my feelings. And I was burnt out. And rather than take a second, take a breath, listen to the fucking episode before you press publish, I just put it out there and I was like, I'm sure it's great, it'll be fine. And then I was flying home yesterday and I was like, you know what, let's listen to this because I'm sending it all over the place. And I thought there was a glitch. I thought there was something wrong with my Apple. So then I went to Spotify. I thought something was wrong with Spotify. So I went to YouTube and I was like, oh no, this is a me problem, because then I listened to other episodes and they were fine. I listened to other podcasts and they were fine. And I came back to mine and I was like, shit. So I had to upload the new audio when I landed in the airport. Before I went out for my mom to pick me up, even out to the curb, I sat in one of the gates and uploaded the new audio and I was just laughing. And at one point in life, this would have me in a flurry. This would have me in a full panic, like, oh my God, I sent emails, I sent Instagrams, I put this on YouTube, I made YouTube shorts, I've been sending this all over in my Instagram DMs for people that are reaching out for the link. And I just laughed because I was like, A of all, look how far I've come. Look how much I've progressed beyond this fear-based reaction of, oh my God, what have I done? This has fucked everything up. This is the end. People are never gonna trust me again. People are never gonna come back. And instead of all of that, I laughed, sat down in the airport, re-uploaded the podcast, and thought, how ironic. How funny is this that this is the outcome after the week that I've had, after the chaos of what this week has been energetically, cosmically, internally. Everything this past week was just layered with chaos. And I thought that this was really perfect. And so I laughed about it and I was like, you know what? I'm going to come on today and I'm going to publish a bonus episode talking all about directly my four-step process of shadow work, because instead of stressing about this, this is just going to be a perfect lesson and a perfect segue into what shadow work actually is and how it can help you. So allow my mistake to help you realize that nothing is that serious. And some things are very serious, but really it's the little stuff that catches us up more than anything. And I could have let this ruin my day. I could have let this ruin so much of what happened yesterday and what I show up as right now. And instead of that, I'm using it as fuel because this is the place that I've gotten to in my shadow work journey to be able to do this. And here is why. My four-step process of shadow work is awareness, understanding, acceptance, and freedom. I'm going to dive into all of these in a minute, but just to give you this idea, this is my four-step process that I developed after doing psilocybin-assisted therapy. I've talked about this a couple times in different episodes, but this one is just going to be, this is the process and this is the breakdown, and super clear and accessible so that you can come back to this anytime you want. So awareness. What are your triggers? What are the things that are coming up often that are continuously swirling through your life? You cannot fix what you cannot see. And so if you're not seeing this, if you're not aware of it, you're never going to get to a place where you can identify it, you can call it out, you can see it for what it is in the moment, and then you can move on to the next step. So when you're looking at the step of awareness, Like I said, this is your triggers. These are the patterns. These are the behaviors. These are the reactions. These are the relationships. These are the things that are coming up right now. And when you're doing shadow work, you want to address what is most alive. You don't want to go digging through the dark. You don't want to go upending graves and seeing, all right, well, I'm on my shadow work journey and I'm getting everybody the fuck out of here. So who wants to come out? That's not what this is. This is coming up now. This is active in my life. This is current right now. And for me, this is what this is leading me to. So awareness. How can you become aware of what is coming up for you in your triggers? And then step two, you move on to understanding. Where did this come from? What was the root? What was the first time I felt this? Was it in childhood? Was it a different point in life? Was it somewhere else with someone else? What is it? Where does this come from? Where does this live in your body? Understand it from an objective perspective. There's no guilt. There's no shame. There's no woulda, shoulda, coulda right here. This is just curiosity and love and allowing yourself to truly understand yourself. And when you look at this piece of understanding, you're looking at the root, the very first time this started happening. And maybe jumping all the way back to that isn't that easy. So go step by step. Okay, when was the most recent? When was the time before that? When was the time before that? And all the way back until you get to the root ball that is fueling this entire plant that you can see on the surface of your reactions, of all of the things that are happening. So that is step two, this understanding. And I cannot stress this enough. Love yourself through this step, because the understanding is going to be the most difficult piece of this. But as soon as you look at it, as soon as you get to that ball of roots, you will totally dissipate the power that it has over you. As soon as you look at that darkness, it is dead. And then we move on to acceptance. So step one, awareness. Step two, understanding. Step three, acceptance. In acceptance, you just say, yeah, all right, I did that. I was like that. I allowed myself to be treated like that. This happened to me. And then I created this entire life that was built around this experience that happened when I was 8 or when I was 16 or whatever it was. You accept it. You set a seat at the table for your shadow. And I've said this so many times, but because this is how I visually see this loving acceptance, all parts of my disco ball soul are sitting around this table. All parts of me are congregated and together and loving. All parts of me are accepted and invited and have the same meal. They have the same place setting. They have all of the same everything because they are equal. And so set a seat at your table for your shadow and love it. Ask it what it wants to tell you. Ask it what stories it has to share. Ask it what it is here to bring you to a different part of yourself, a different understanding of yourself, a different depth of love for yourself that you could never imagine. This acceptance then leads to step four, which is freedom. You are free from the grip of the shadow. You're not free from the shadow. The shadow will always exist. It is not going anywhere. We don't do shadow work to eradicate the shadow. I also say this all the time. We do shadow work to love every single part of ourselves so that not one single part is neglected and then turns into a really actually scary monster who does very destructive things in life. This freedom means that you walk around carrying all of you. You walk around knowing that you are whole and complete and loved and perfect just as you are. You walk around knowing that this acceptance and love and ownership of who I am gives other people the same permission to show up just exactly the same way that you are. You become this beacon and you become this bright, brilliant, magnetic light that not only attracts everything to you, like we were talking about in the last episode about manifestation and shadow work, but you just become this effortless existing person who carries all of them with them. So this four-step process is exactly how I do shadow work every single time, and it never fails me. And then, of course, you can do all of the journaling, all of the therapy, all of the things around this, but this process is going to lead you to exactly the place that you are craving to be when you're like, I don't even know how to start shadow work. This is it. this is the beginning of all of it for you. Awareness, understanding, acceptance, freedom. Okay, now pop back. Listen to the previous episode about shadow work and manifestation. Let me know what you think about it. Reach out to me, ask any questions. Be sure to download the Future Self Meditation down below or the Slay Your Shame to Become Magnetic Guide. Both of these resources are created to bring you into loving acceptance of all of you, of your shadow, so that you can become the future magnetic self that you so crave to be right now. Go do it. Tell me how it goes. Love, light, and black holes. I'll see you next week. Thanks for diving into the void with me. If today lit something up in you or cracked something open, follow the show and leave a review so we can magnetize more shame slayers and shadow sparklers into this world. Want more? Step through the portal at lovelightandblackholes.com. That's where the wild magic lives. Until next time, dance with your darkness like it's your favorite song and watch the whole universe light up.